Good morning, this is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines: 400 people killed and 250 injured in Pakistani airstrikes on Kabul hospital in Afghanistan. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar holds talks with his European Union counterparts in Brussels, discusses Iran conflict. India asks its citizens not to cross Iran's border without coordination with embassy. US President Donald Trump postpones his visit to China due to Iran conflict. And in badminton, Kidambi Srikanth, Ayush Shetty and Tanvi Sharma to lead India's challenge at Orleans Masters Super 300 tournament beginning today in France. At least 400 people have been killed and around 250 injured in a Pakistani airstrike at a hospital in Afghan capital Kabul last night. We have more from a correspondent.
Taliban government spokesperson Zabihullah Mujahid said that a large section of the hospital has been destroyed in the Pakistani airstrike and the number of casualties may increase. He said, Pakistani military regime has once again violated Afghanistan's airspace and targeted a drug rehabilitation hospital in Kabul, resulting in the death and injury of addicts who were undergoing treatment. The attack came hours after Afghan officials said the two sides exchanged fire along their common border. UN Special Rapporteur for Human Rights for Afghanistan, Richard Bennett, has expressed concern over civilian casualties in the attack on the hospital. The International Human Rights Foundation has also condemned the attack, saying that public places such as hospitals should not be targeted. The situation in Kabul has been tense, as residents report continued aircraft activity over the city. The Pakistani military has struck Kabul several times in recent weeks, causing heavy civilian casualties. Ashish P. Abraham for World News.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar met his counterparts from European Union, EU and Brussels. They discussed Iran and Ukraine conflicts as well as ways to deepen India's relations with Europe. Dr. Jaishankar is on a two-day visit to the Belgian capital at the invitation of the EU Foreign and Security Policy Chief Kaya Kallas to attend a meeting of Foreign Affairs Council of the Bloc. The External Affairs Minister held separate meetings with the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and his counterparts from Germany, Greece and Belgium. Following his meeting with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, Dr. Jaishankar said a highly successful state visit to India in January marked a turning point in India-EU ties and New Delhi is following up vigorously on it. He said stronger convergence between India and EU in a multipolar world is also expressed in closer consultations. Ms. Kallas said EU Foreign Affairs Council discussed how to better protect shipping in the Strait of Hormuz, including possible contributions by the EU's naval mission, aspides and a European security strategy. Indian embassy in Iran has strictly advised Indian nationals currently in Iran to not approach or attempt to cross any land border of Iran for onward travel without prior and explicit coordination with Indian embassy in Tehran. In the advisory, the embassy said that the Indian nationals who attempt to leave Iran via land borders without the knowledge and guidance of the embassy are highly likely to encounter serious logistical and immigration difficulties. It strongly discourages uncoordinated movement towards land borders. Indian embassy in Doha has said that about 1,100 Indian passengers have travelled to New Delhi, Mumbai, Kochi and other destinations on Qatar Airways flights yesterday. In an advisory, Indian embassy in Qatar said flights to these destinations are also planned for today. It added Qatar Airways will be operating flights to Ahmedabad, Amritsar, Bengaluru, Chennai, Delhi, Hyderabad, Kochi, Kozhikode and Mumbai from the 18th of March. The Indian embassy said to book flights and for the latest flight updates, passengers can visit the Qatar Airways website or app or contact our travel agent. In the United Arab Emirates, authorities activated exceptional precautionary measures following direct threats. We have more from a correspondent.
Residents in Dubai received emergency alerts early in the morning instructing them to seek shelter as loud explosions were heard across parts of the city. Officials have since confirmed these with the result of successful defense interceptions with no casualties reported. In Fujairah, a fire broke out in the oil industry zone following a reported drone strike. There are no injuries and that emergency crews have the situation under control. The General Civil Aviation Authority has confirmed that UAE airspace, which was briefly suspended earlier, has now reopened and flight operations are gradually returning to normal. normal at major airports, including Dubai International. Tensions remain high across West Asia, with military activity ongoing on multiple fronts and no immediate signs of de-escalation. Authorities across the region continue to monitor the developments closely as the situation evolves. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
This is Akashvani, and you are listening to the World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Sri Lanka has announced that Wednesdays will be observed as a weekly holiday for government offices, schools, universities and courts to ease pressure on fuel supplies amid ongoing shortages. The Commissioner General of Essential Services said the measure will take effect from March 18, 2026 and will apply to all state institutions, including judicial services and public education. Authorities have also suspended government events until further notice to reduce travel and fuel consumption. Private sector organizations have been urged to consider adopting similar arrangements. However, essential services such as healthcare, ports, water supply and customs operations will continue without disruption. The move comes as the country seeks to manage rising fuel demand linked to global supply uncertainties. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he delayed a planned visit to China as he needed to remain in Washington during the conflict with Iran. Trump said he had asked China to postpone the visit by about a month. He added he's looking forward to being with them as they have a very good relationship.
Because of the war, I want to be here, I feel. And we've requested that we delay it a month or so. And I'm looking forward to being with them. We have a very good relationship, but because of the war, there's no tricks to it either. It's not like, oh, gee, I'm waiting. It's very simple. We got a war going on. I think it's important that I be here. So it could be that we delay it a little bit.
The president was scheduled to travel to China from March 28 to April 1st. New dates have not been announced. When asked if the war could be wrapped up this week, Trump said the war would end soon. Trump defended the operation, saying it was necessary, despite his preference to avoid conflict. He argued that failing to act would have had far greater consequences. Trump also said the conflict had already reduced Iran's military capability. Trump declined to discuss possible next steps in the military. When asked whether a ground force might be needed to secure remaining nuclear material, he replied, "Why would he tell a thing like that?" A Delhi court has remanded seven foreigners for 11 days of National Investigation Agency, NIA, custody. The seven foreigners include three Ukrainians who were arrested from Delhi, three from Lucknow and one US citizen from Kolkata. Additional Sessions Judge Prashant Sharma conducted the hearing in a closed courtroom. The NIA has sought 15 days custody to investigate the case. It is alleged that these foreigners came to India on a visa and then entered Mizoram, which is a protected area. Thereafter, they entered Myanmar and contacted ethnic war groups. In badminton, senior player Kidambi Srikanth and youngsters Ayush Shetty and Tanvi Sharma will lead India's challenge at the Orleans Masters Super 300 tournament beginning today at the Palais des Sports in France today. Tarun Mannapalli and world number 42, Kiran George, are also part of India's men's singles lineup. In women's singles, Tanvi Sharma is a three-time runner-up at the BWF World Tour events and is searching for a title on the circuit. In the Indian Wells tennis tournament, Yannick Sinner beat Daniil Medvedev in the finals to claim the title. The number two-ranked Italian beat Medvedev for the ninth time in the last 10 matches to claim his first title at the tournament. World number one Arina Sabalenka beat Elina Rybakina in the women's final for a first Indian Wells title. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. 400 people killed and 250 injured in Pakistani airstrikes on Kabul hospital in Afghanistan. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar holds talks with his European Union counterparts in Brussels, discusses Iran conflict. India asks its citizens not to cross Iran's border without coordination with embassy. U.S. President Donald Trump postpones his visit to China due to Iran conflict. And in badminton, Kidambi Srikanth, Ayush Shetty and Tanvi Sharma to lead India's challenge at Orleans Masters Super 300 tournament beginning today in France. And that is the end of this news bulletin.